The Stampeders held a closed practice Thursday as they continued to prepare for the West semifinal on Sunday against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Dave Dickinson was not saying a ton as far as availabilities or preparation for the game goes as a result of it being a closed practice, but still plenty to discuss with the head coach. Linebacker Nate Holly announced as the West nominee for Rookie of the Year. Rob Maver given the Herm Harrison Memorial Award for the second straight year. Holly's coming off an outstanding rookie season where he began as a special teamer and he continues to be an elite special teamer, but he was able to take advantage of opportunities on the defense after the Stamps linebacker core took a bit of a beating earlier on. He'll face off against Jake Wynacki, a receiver of the Alouettes, for the award with 569 yards receiving, 8 TDs for Wynacki. Dave Dickinson feels that his linebacker is the front runner.
I'm happy for him. I think it was well deserved. I think he's a front runner, but you know, I coach Calgary Stampeders, but I think there's pretty clear evidence he had a great year. 100 tackle guy. That doesn't happen very often for a rookie to do it. Multiple positions, 22 of them on special teams. He's doing all the right things and doing a great job.
And we talked to Holly last week after he was named the Stampeders nominee for Special Teamer of the Year and Rookie of the Year, and he told us both of those were personal goals that he had laid out for himself before the season began. Teamer of the Year went to Mike Moore in Winnipeg, deservingly so, but Holly has a legit chance of taking home Rookie of the Year. That in itself, fulfilling for the 24-year-old Holly.
That's what life's all about, right? Opportunity, and then what do you do with it? You know, it's a shame when people get that opportunity and they don't take advantage of it. I've always kind of had the mindset that I would be prepared and I would be ready when that opportunity arose, no matter how long it took. So when it did come, I'm happy to know and I'm satisfied to know that I was able to fulfill what I had in my mind.
He also talked about the comparison he's getting from people who have been around the Stamps for a while, and they're comparing him to longtime Stampeder linebacker Deron Mayo, who was with Calgary from 2012 to 2017 and is now on the New England Patriots coaching staff.
Well, that's what they said earlier in the year, kind of with special teams. They compared me to Mayo and watched a little bit of film, and dude was a dog. So, I mean, honestly, any time that you get compared to a guy who stands out, who does their job, who makes plays, it's cool.
Holly was the only Stampeder to be named a Western representative for the CFL Awards, but Dave Dickinson was still happy to see his brother Craig get the nod for Coach of the Year after he led the Rough Riders to a division title.
I think the right guy won, for sure. What he's done is amazing because, you know, that's the other thing with Orlando, too, is they have had a backup quarterback for most of the year, both those guys, and we went through a bit of it, and there are obviously some good football players, but to have 15 to 13 wins going into after a season and then playing with your number two quarterback that you went in with, that's impressive.
I'm sure Dave, happy enough to win the regular season series against his brother, and hey, if they get a win in Saskatchewan in the West Final, I'm sure that'll all even out in the wash. Elsewhere, not a league award, but punter Rob Maver named the Herm Harrison Memorial Award winner for the second straight year, which is given to the Stampeder that shows outstanding involvement in community service. Rob, most notably, co-chaired the third annual Rob Maver Guts and Glory Flag Football Tournament back in September and helped raise over $36,000 for Crohn's and Colitis Canada.
The first thing is that it's a tremendous opportunity to celebrate his contributions to the city and to the franchise. After that, this is a big win for Crohn's and Colitis Canada. Everything that I've done has been to increase their awareness, and every single time that I'm able to put their name in the media or out there to elevate the awareness surrounding Crohn's colitis, I'm happy about that.
On top of the tournament, for every punting yard that Maver has had this year, Truman Insurance donated $1 to the Calgary chapter of Crohn's and Colitis Canada, raising $4,549. He also helps to coach kids in football across the city and is in his third year as a TELUS Wise ambassador, raising awareness to children and seniors on the topics of online safety, cyberbullying, and maintaining a clean digital footprint. Dave Dickinson endorsed the announcement after Thursday's closed session.
Yeah, I remember Hermie well. I love Hermie, and it means a lot. I think Maves really knows what it's about and getting after things in the community. So for me, I mean, the guys that know Herm and realize what his name stands for and win an award like that, that's big time.
Of course, Herm Harrison, one of the all-time greats in the Stampeders Ring of Honor, playing in Calgary from 64 to 72, named a Western All-Star 6 times and a CFL All-Star 3 times, all while being a strong force in the Calgary community. So congratulations to Rob. He's got a tall task ahead of him this weekend with the Bombers coming to town. A Bombers team featuring returner Janorian Grant, who had a couple of touchdowns in the first meeting between Calgary and Winnipeg in the return game. He led the league with 3 return touchdowns. Dave Dickinson knows they'll have to be extra stingy on specials.
Well, he's good. I mean, I think he's fearless. I think he runs hard. He breaks a lot of tackles. He's fast. You know, a lot of times returners, their shelf life isn't real long, meaning that it's hard to just keep going up in there year after year after year. But you get the young, fresh ones that are trying to prove something, then doing a great job. But there's a lot in this league, and I think he's one of the best, if not the best.
For the Stampeders, it'll be Terry Williams looking to have a big game. 1 kickoff return touchdown for Williams this season. He finished 2nd in combined yards across the league, just 39 back of Rainey for the top spot. And I talked to Terry about that mark and how he was chasing one of his childhood idols in Rainey, as well as, of course, this upcoming matchup against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
The regular season's done. We're on to the playoffs. What is the mindset as you're getting ready to face this Winnipeg Blue Bombers team for the 3rd time in 4 weeks?
Win or go home. Bring everything you have, man. You can't leave anything out, man. You got to bring everything. You got to bring your hard hat. You got to bring your lunch pail. You got to bring everything, man, because if you don't win, if you don't perform well, you're going home. So nobody wants to go home. I don't want to go home. So it's ready to bring everything you got and everything, all the coach points you learned all year. Time to apply it right now. So
Dave always talks about, or Dave was talking about, the finite nature of football playoffs and how, you know, it is win or go home. When does that switch flip, the intensity really turn up for that?
I mean, you know, you kind of have that, it's kind of a little lax during the regular season, I mean, but then you try to clinch, you know, the West playoffs and try to clinch the West, and so you start kind of fighting, but you still in the back of your mind, you know, you have another game coming next week, but now it's like, it's, you know, it's win or go home. So it's like, you better give everything you have, go home, watch film, study, look at, you know, your playbook more, and do everything you can, man, because you don't want to leave anything out, man. You don't want to look back at it like, oh, man, I could have did more or anything like that. You want to give everything you have and leave it all out there. So,
how do you look back at this season? Because you were awfully close to catching Rainey for combined yards CFL here as it came down to it.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, if I'd have some of the – I don't want to blame it or say anything, but, you know, if I'd have some of my returns called back, because I wasn't too far off, he only beat me by like 38 yards. If I'd have some of them called back, I know I would have had it. But, you know, Rainey's a great player, man. He's a playmaker. He does his thing. And it's just being an honor because I grew up watching him at Florida. So, I mean, just even being there, my guys helped me, you know, even get to this point. So, me having – coming in 2nd in all purposes, it's definitely an honor and privilege, man. I couldn't have done it without my guys and my teammates. So.
And what about your role on the offense and as a tailback this week, getting set to maybe build on last week?
Yeah, you know, whatever they have me do, I know my biggest role is definitely a returner. You know, if I'm playing any running back or whatever, I just do my best I can and, you know, block, make sure Bo stays upright and he feels comfortable back there. And if, you know, if I got to fight for the hard yards, I'll do that too. So it's just – it's like any other week, but it's kind of not, man. You got to take it in. This is the time that we have to do what we have to do.
That's Terry Williams, returner and running back for the Stampeders, who's looking to move on to the West Final. But first, I got to get a win this weekend in the semis as Winnipeg's coming to town Sunday. That'll go at 2:30. Might be a bit chilly, but Dave Dickinson still wants Stampeder fans to pack the house.
We understand the weather is what it is. It can be fun, though. You know, to me... you know, put your boots on and get your cold weather gear and go have a good time and get us going, because the crowd has been outstanding all year. We've fed off it. We've had some tough games as far as really close games at home, and I think our players have fed off that emotion. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to necessarily – people have things to do, but if they can come support us, our boys could use it, and we'd love to have the guys giving it everything they got.
Stamps will practice Friday, then hold walkthrough Saturday before facing the Bombers. Sunday afternoon kickoff will go at 2:30. With your Stamps report, I'm Matt Rose.